The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. And my computer is down. No! And it's April Fool's. Oh, this stinks. I had a whole dissertation all ready to go on why April Fool's stinks. And I guess maybe the gremlins in the world heard me. Because this is ridiculous. This is like I am completely blind here in this room. Oh, that stinks. Anyway, I guess happy April Fool's Day. It's not a happy day. It's probably one of the worst holidays out there, and this is I guess my punishment. All right, well, let me see what I remember. I remember, okay, and I apologize because I don't get another break for about 12 minutes. So I remember reading that the origins of this, I believe, was back in the 1700s. You know what? Let's skip it because I can't remember anything. But I do remember some of the medical headlines. And because I read those articles very thoroughly, I can at least tell you what's going on with those. Okay, so there was an article today that we're going to talk about where football concussions appear to be more common if it's cold outside. And they looked at this. They looked at NFL concussions. And they found that when it's colder, you'll see more concussions. They also found more ankle injuries. And they also found that you would have more shoulder injuries. But get this. Not on a cold day, but if you were on grass and not turf. I don't really get that. Okay, why would grass make you more susceptible to a shoulder injury? Maybe you trip on a weed more. I don't know. All right. There was also a study talking about how obesity now is far exceeding in the world people who are underweight. So, all right, we're not saying there are more obese people in the world totally. We're saying if you look at the numbers of population who are underweight, and I mean, I think back when we were kids, I mean, there were millions and millions of people and you saw the pictures of them underweight and starving, etc. Now we are being told that there are more people in the world obese than there are underweight. Now, for some of you, you'd say, okay, well, then that's great because, whew, that means we have less starvation. But I'm kind of reading it the other way. We got too many people who are overweight. I don't think the underweight people are changing much. So that's a problem. They also predict, and we've talked about this before, that by the year 2025, one-fifth of the world will be obese. We also got hit with another study that smoking can help fight the risk of colon cancer. Now, I can't stand coffee. Not smoking. I apologize. See what happens when I don't have a computer in front of me? Coffee. Okay. Coffee found to lower the risk of colon cancer. So, hey, look, you know what? I could do this stuff on the fly. All right. I got a good memory for now. 10 years from now, I won't remember any of these stories. So there was another study saying coffee, less colon cancer. I didn't really read much about it because I don't like coffee. I think it tastes like crap. I really wish they would study something more like Rocky Road ice cream. Autism. All right. We are, celebrating, Autism Month and World Autism Day. Everybody's wearing blue. I'm wearing blue. The rate of autism is 1 in 68. But get this, in New Jersey, the rate is the highest, I guess, in the country at 1 in 41. So why is that? Is there something in New Jersey causing an increase in autism? We believe it's that New Jersey has their poop together and is really on top of diagnosing autism. So that's pretty cool. Let me see what else. We've had a lot of real cool things, and I apologize while I'm waiting. They did a study on little babies. And they found that when you smoke, that it actually changes the DNA of a fetus to the point where it actually looks like an adult smoker. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. Never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. All right, while we wait, let me just tell you what I found out on the concussion story. So basically, all right, I love watching sports, and I love, you know, watching the latest and the greatest in football. And it sounds like the NFL is starting to partner or be a little bit more open to us getting a lot more research on concussions. So this one study, and I'll find out where it came from, because again, this is all from memory, looked at where do we see and when do we see an increase in concussions, which is a smart thing to do. Here's the thing. Many of us are freaked out about our kids playing football. We're freaked out about our football players being hurt, and we're also freaked out about the future of football. All right? I mean, any more word getting out that people will, you know, I don't know, have O.J. Simpson syndrome or some, nobody's going to want to play football and nobody's going to want to watch football. It's going to be so un-PC that we will lose our Sundays and our Monday night and our Thursday nights forever. Well, you know, our fall season, football season. So this is something that really, really weighs on us. So one thought they had is the reason why concussions may happen more in the winter or in the cold. Well, one is, they say you seem to huddle up closer to the staff. They say maybe what happens is on the sidelines, they will huddle up closer and they'll talk more. And they'll tell the coach, look, I don't feel right, I don't whatever. Whereas when it's hot, everybody just kind of goes to the corner. And you see, when you have a concussion, we aren't talking about you being completely blacked out. We're talking about you getting a blow to the head and you being kind of dizzy. So you may just go off to the side and just stand there and nobody think of it because it's cold and stuff. So they don't look at you. Whereas when it's cold, everybody's kind of in a closer quarter. So that's an interesting theory. Another theory is if it's warmer weather and it's hot, okay, a lot of times when somebody feels dizzy, it gets misdiagnosed as dehydration. Or it gets misdiagnosed as heat exhaustion. So they have you lie down, they get you fluids, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm fine. But that could be an actual concussion. So that's another theory they have. So it's interesting. My kid played JV football in for Bishop Gorman, and it's hot out here. So you saw the boys on the sidelines; they kind of really tried to spread out because it's really hot. And you know, after a while, you get kind of stinky down there. But the heat exhaustion is I think so much more common than these concussions that gets underdiagnosed. So I don't know what to do. If you were a coach, I would just sit there and have your assistants just give water to everybody and cool them down and cool packs and fans and I don't know, a couple pedicures, why not? All right, don't go away. I'm calling IT 1-877-DOCDALLY 1-877-DOCDALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas on Thursday, April 14th for a free seminar. If you have anybody or yourself, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, dementia, you have macular degeneration, thyroid problems, or anything else going on, come to our seminar. Registration is 6:30. Actual seminar starts at 7. And for more information, contact Ms. Brandy Brogdon, 615-389-7733.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Woo. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, if I ever get fired in radio, okay, now you know why. All right, it's not that I don't know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. It's just how I deliver the information to you is probably not the most conventional. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for not firing me yet. Although, if it's April Fool's, if they did fire me today, I wouldn't believe. Sorry, Dahlia. Dr. Dahlia, it's been nice having you, but, we need to let you go. But, April Fools! No, actually, we've decided to cancel your show. And, are not going to be, broadcasting it, globally anymore. That's a good day, April Fools! I get you, day! I'll see you on Monday. No, actually, you won't, because we are not doing your show anymore. Day, that's a really good day! big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. Tom, will always be by my side. You know, that's what you do. Okay, what you do is if you don't want to get fired, okay, what you do is you buddy up. Okay, buddy up with one of the most significant people there. See, I am Tom's best friend. Okay, now he's not going to say that. He's going to be like, wait a second, my best friend is, I don't know, George or Kyle or whatever. No. We are best buddies. Right, Tom? Oh, he left me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on! You're supposed to be my best buddy.
Sorry, I'm kind of trying to cut up the next hour, so...
My best buddy doesn't listen. All right. Just answer yes or no.
Yes.
Am I your best friend?
Definitely.
Yeah, see? Thank you. I love
Hugs
you.
All around.
Thank you. See, April Fools. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. See, he's my best buddy. All right, so good. Okay, so I got some history now. I got the computer working. The IT guy was here. And Mina Eddie was sexy. Nothing more sexy than an IT guy. Can I just stop for a second here, guys? Remember when in the 80s there were people who knew computers and we thought they were dorks and geeks? And then in the 90s, the people that knew computers were dorks and geeks, and you know, and then you had the Geek Squad. Who is that? Best Buy? Somebody does the Geek Squad. I think it's Best Buy. Yet, who do you call? And who is the biggest hero? And who has panties thrown at them when they come into an office when the computers are all down? The IT guy. You know, guys, if you want to get the babes, I would not be swayed by the stereotype that because you know computers, you're a dork. Because I got to tell you, anytime I am in need of IT, I am just, you know, my husband, okay? So my husband and I, we've been married for almost 20 years, and I don't want to get into too many, you know, sexual details because it's really none of your business. You know, a lot of times, you know, I go through the phase of, you know, do I really, really need him? All right, we all do that. And he's like, you know, do I really need Dahlia? You know, she doesn't shave her legs. You know, I mean, honestly, do I need her? So you go through that phase, and all of a sudden, something goes wrong with the computer. And I think that I couldn't live or even breathe without my husband. Which, by the way, guys, if you think your marriage is in trouble or your relationship is in trouble, just mess with the computer that your wife uses. Or mess with the cell phone service or the Wi-Fi, she will be begging for you to live and stay there. It's true. I'm not lying. It's true. Okay, test it tonight. Test it. And then if she gets mad, just go, April Fools. Okay, oh, I hate this holiday. Okay, so hold on a second. Here we go. They say nobody really knows when April Fools first started. But get this, I got a quote back from 1708. It was written in, well, British Apollo magazine. And here's a quote. Whence proceeds the custom of making April Fools? I got this in British accents. Whence proceeds the custom of making April Fools? That, see? So that means somebody back in 1708 didn't know what the heck this stupid holiday was for. So, but the custom was already well established in parts of Europe. We're talking 18th century, maybe even 17th century earlier. Am I the only one that can't stand that the 18th century means 1700s and then the 17th century means 1600s? Yeah, it's
confusing,
you know, one year.
Every time.
Yeah, it really blows my mind. So when they say we're in the 20th century, I'm like, yeah, we are. I'm like, no, that's the 1900s. So that makes no sense to me. But anyway, that's all right. So anyway. The custom was well established across parts of Europe. I get to read this now on my computer that's functioning, thanks to sexy IT guy. And people regarded its origins as long lost history. No one is sure how a tradition so potent could have sprung up without more frequent mentions in the written record in the centuries preceding. Okay, April Fools, there's no way April, really April Fools, are they going to say biblical times? Okay, I cannot imagine Moses. All right, going up to Joshua, going, all right, you need to fight the Battle of Jericho. Really, why? April Fools! I sincerely doubt that existed. But anyway, okay, so let me see. Chaucer, okay, remember Geoffrey Chaucer? He did, like, Canterbury's Tales. Is he the one that did Canterbury's Tales? I couldn't understand them because it was in a different English than I know. They think he even gave April Fool's Day a shout-out. Back in 1392... Okay, no, Columbus did not sail the ocean blue. That was 1492. So back in 1392, in Nun's Priest's Tale, It depicts a rooster named Chanticleer, and he was being fooled, and then he fooled a fox. And I guess it says, this is why I don't understand Canterbury Tales. Sin March Began 30 Days and 2, which I guess meant the 32nd day of March, which ended up being April 1. So many people are like, well, wait a second, maybe Began was a scribal error, maybe it was a typo. You know, because a lot of people's word processors back in 1392 weren't working well. And maybe Chaucer had no clue that March didn't have 32 days. But anyway, they think that this meant April Fool's Day. Now, they say the first definite reference to April Fool's Day, if you guys want to sound smart today by the water cooler, this is why I'm giving you all this information, comes from a 1561 Flemish poem by Edouard de Den. I guess they were writing poems about April Fools because, Game of Thrones wasn't on at the time. And it was which a nobleman sends his servant on annoying, fruitless errands called fool's errands. At the end of each, I do that to my husband. You know, I want to get rid of him for a while. I'm like, oh, honey, I need you to go to the store. I need you to get toilet paper. We're out of toilet paper. Then he comes back with the toilet paper and he's like, but we had toilet paper the whole time. I go, April Fools. See?
What was the guy's name again? Fleming what?
Edouard de Den. De Den?
What was the Fleming thing, though?
He was from Flemish. I think he had a lot of phlegm.
Yeah, I was going to say, that does not sound like a pleasant place to be.
Yeah. What country is Flemish?
If that's a language, I feel like it's just a bunch of...
It was a Flemish poem.
To anybody from there, though, my condolences or my apologies for my own rudeness.
You know what? Don't apologize because this is April Fool's, so everybody could think that we're just April fooling. Yeah.
I know nothing.
I know. Exactly. They say at the end of each stanza, the servant frets about what he has to do, and he gets mad that it was nothing more than an April 1 joke. It also says at the end of each stanza, you hear a just like Tom pointed out. Okay. That was a Flemish poem from 1561. Tom, you're brilliant. So by this... Okay, so we're still on April Fool's history. This is why people hate April Fool's, because we talk about it on the radio all day. So by the 16th century, which means 1500s, which is so confusing to me, there is some widespread recognition of the custom to play practical jokes on the first day of April. That's what I'm going to tell my husband. I'm going to have sex with him tonight. So he's going to shave. He's going to put on some cologne. He'll put on those those Homer Simpson boxers that I gave him. Then he's going to come into maybe living room. I don't know what I've decided. And I'm going to be like, what? April Fool's. Anyway, okay, so they said, here's a French guy. Ooh. Okay, hold on a second. There was French April Fool's custom. There's another poem published in 1508. It leads scholars to, what are they talking about? I don't know. They're talking about some poem by the French. In the early 1600s, the Duke of Lorraine's escape from prison was supposed to be an April Fool's joke. Oh, there was also something. You know what I read? There was some in London. In 1698, this was the first April Fool's prank. What they did is the British handed out invitations to everybody to see the lions being washed at the Tower of London. So clueless out-of-towners or newcomers would run to the Tower of London to see lions being washed. Well, there were no lions. So they were like, ah, April Fool's. So people came to Great Britain going, this sucks. This, you know, this whole city, I don't get it. I'll just go over there to France. And that's how the Eiffel Tower was built. So then somebody could climb up the Eiffel Tower, look at France, see if the lions are there. And if they weren't, they go, guys, don't do it. Don't do it. It's another April Fool's joke. 1905, there was a robbery of the U.S. Treasury. A German newspaper thought it would be a laugh riot to print a story claiming that all the silver and gold was stolen from the U.S. Treasury. April Fool's. Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. And then 1984, there was a resurrection of the woolly mammoth. Again, April Fools. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who's working the dials. And big thanks to everything so far working perfectly in the studio for me to make this show happen. Don't say anything. I don't want to jinx it. And it's not April Fool's. Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful. All right. So, okay, I know a lot of you guys really like these kinds of health stories. I don't, because if it's not something I like to eat or drink, I really don't give a damn about it. But for you guys, I have to talk about it. Drinking coffee may lower your risk of colorectal cancer. This is a major medical headline, and because my show's supposed to be dealing with medical headlines, I get to report on it. This is breaking news here. Breaking news. Might I just remind you all, this is probably the 77th study talking about coffee and lowering your risk of cancer. So for those of you thinking this is earth-shattering news, I really encourage you to start listening to my show, because for 9 years... Oh, hold on a sec. And more computer issues. Hold on. Got some volume. Oh, that's... You guys can't hear that, can you? There we go. Whew, that was some rocky music. Okay, here we go. Sorry. All right. Now, you know what I like? You know what I miss? I miss the Good to the Last Drop, Maxwell House. I miss the jingles. What other, gosh, you know, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. You know what? We need to bring back jingles. I don't understand why I'm looking at a coffee, article and they bring the Rocky music. That makes no sense. Come back with the jingles. Okay, so anyway, drinking more coffee may actually lower your risk of colorectal cancer, as scientists found that those who drink coffee are less likely to develop this type of cancer. This isn't breaking news. Now, colorectal cancer, though, is the third most common cancer that is diagnosed in both men and women. 5% of men and just 4% of women are going to get colon cancer. So 5% of you. So if there's a bunch of you standing by the computer right now or in your car, if there's 20 of you sitting in the car right now, right, and you're listening to the Dr. Dahlia show and you're all men, one of you is going to get colon cancer. That's how serious colon cancer is. Okay? And my guess is it's going to increase on the rise as more of us really like to dive into meat. In the latest study, researchers looked at 5,100 men and women who had been diagnosed with colorectal cancer within the past 6 months. They also looked at 4,000 more men and women who had no history of this type of cancer. The participants told the scientists that their daily consumption of boiled, instant, decaffeinated, and filtered coffee. Of course, one said, April Fools! He got kicked out of the study. They also reported their consumption of other liquids in addition to their family history of cancer, diet, physical activity, and whether or not they smoked. So, what did the researchers find? Okay, should I add some suspense to this? Are you guys like really, y'all sitting there in the car waiting, this is so suspenseful. What did the researchers find? You guys all ready with this? All right, guys all happy? It turns out that even modern coffee consumption of 1 to 2 servings per day were associated with a 26% reduction of the risk of developing colorectal cancer. Whew. Not only that, the risk decreased by up to 50% when participants drank more than 2.5 servings per day. We found that drinking coffee is associated with lower risk of colorectal cancer, and the more coffee consumed, the lower the risk. They say we are somewhat surprised to see that caffeine did not even seem to matter. So we're talking even decaf. For those of you guys who like decaf, it even helped protect you. Now, some of you have asked me about coffee enemas. And, you know, I even consider that, because here's my problem. I don't like the taste of coffee. So if I have to get coffee in me, and there are coffee enemas, I would probably suggest cooling it down first. I don't know. I like the regular Fleet's enemas. I don't really know much about coffee enemas. I don't think that would give you the same effect, okay? I think you have to actually imbibe it and then digest it, maybe because of the antioxidants, etc. So, why is coffee so beneficial? Oh, there it is. The antioxidants, you see? And polyphenol. You guys need to... I haven't given you guys a quiz in a long time. Write polyphenol down. I got to quiz you on that. Why is coffee so healthy? Polyphenol and antioxidants. That's going to be the answer. Okay, I'm not going to be this nice. Okay? Chris is going to give you a pop quiz. The caffeine and polyphenol in coffee act as antioxidants, and the melanoidins. The melanoidins that are created during the roasting process may increase colon mobility. That's what I need. My colon is not mobile. I need to speed that sucker up. It is not mobile. And the diterpenes. Now, this is new. There's something called diterpenes. I think they're totally making this up. That doesn't even sound like a real word. So there's something called diterpenes, and that may prevent cancer by improving the body against oxidative damage. With that said, and boy, that's clearer as a bell for me, they say the findings are still preliminary. The researchers stress that they'll need to conduct further studies before advocating coffee as a prevention method. Whew. All right. Did you guys get all that? No? Okay. Now, hold on a second here. All right. One thing I need to do that I'm going to start doing is sounding a lot more academic. I don't know if you guys know this, but I have been appointed to faculty at Toro University. And Toro University has a University of Nevada. And I am now Director of Communications and Community-Based Learning at Toro. I feel like I don't know me! You know, sadly, I had to close my practice down last week. You know, the changes with our new healthcare environment. I tried to stand as long as I could, and I couldn't. I mean, I have to pay the staff, I have to pay the rent, I have to pay malpractice insurance, workers' comp insurance, buy supplies for the office, and insurance just doesn't reimburse, and patients, you know, they can't pay their bills. Either they won't pay their bills or they can't pay their bills. And so you can only do so much when there's no money coming in and there's a lot more money that has to go out. And so I tried my hardest, even mortgaged a house at one time, went through all savings, took lines of credit, and I was like, to heck with it, I can't do it anymore. And so I hope, you know, none of my patients feel that this was a very easy decision to make. It was not. It was very, very difficult because I, you know, part of you feels that, you know, you should have stuck it out. It's just I don't see light at the end of the tunnel. I see our system becoming more and more socialized. And I've always wanted to teach. So rather than leaving a practice, I went towards more opportunities to teach. So this is very, very exciting. But as a result of my new faculty position, I think the university is looking forward to me being a lot more academic and sounding more academic. I know. Do they listen to the show? So here's an article. Okay. And I'm going to try to be as academic as possible. Babies born to mothers who smoke during pregnancy show modifications in their DNA that mirror those seen in adult smokers. Okay, now usually at this point I go, all right, the smoking comes in, it messes with the DNA, it changes in, and it looks like an adult smoker. But I got to sound intelligent, so here we go. I'm going to actually tell you, and I will read this article, and I will tell you what it says. Get this, okay? Among the main findings of this article is 6,000 CPG sites were differentially methylated in relation to maternal smoking at genome-wide statistical significance, including, get this, guys, 2,965 CPGs corresponding to 2,000 genes not previously related to smoking and methylation. I know! The damn methylation. I tell you, I was blown away. I peed in my pants when I saw that. They say several of the genes were related to diseases previously linked to smoking. Several differentially methylated CPGs were associated with gene expression, and the researchers observed enrichment in pathways and processes critical to development. In medical school, I would nod my head going, wow, dude, that's awesome. And I looked at my friend going, what the hell is that? Don't tell my bosses. In the sub-analysis of older children, 100% of the CPGs show nominal or greater levels of significance. Oh, it was only nominal. Yeah, it was nominal. Which researchers concluded were far more than would be expected by chance. So, in conclusion, this large-scale meta-analysis of epigenome-wide association studies should be the future of figuring out what the hell is getting methylated. I'm getting fired. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the CIA accidentally left explosive training material on a school bus, and grade school and high school kids were on the bus while this was on there. All right. The Loudoun County, Virginia school bus unknowingly took elementary and high school students to and from school Monday and Tuesday while there was explosives under the hood of the bus. On Wednesday, the CIA was notified that the explosive training material was found in the bus during a maintenance check. Now, they say this explosive material, it's a training material, was inert, that the kids were not supposed to be at risk, that it wasn't supposed to blow up. But, duh, people. On Thursday, the CIA said in a press release, my bad. No, they didn't, sorry. They said that it had worked with local authorities to recover all of the explosives. Come on, people. Get a clue. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Department also issued a press release on the incident, calling the material incredibly stable. The CIA, Loudoun County explosive experts have confirmed that the training material did not pose a danger to passengers on the bus. As a precaution, all buses that were used or were near the training exercise at the Briar Woods High School were further searched and nothing was found. Good for the maintenance people. Can you imagine? I'm just going to look under the hood. We're going to do our safety checklist. I mean, good for them for being on time. And on a Wednesday, too. That's good. Wade Bayard, spokesman for Loudoun County Schools, told ABC News that a specialized blasting cap would be needed to detonate the explosives. Look, I wouldn't underestimate kids these days. I'm sure they got blasting caps in their pocket. Principals in the school district called the families of the 26 students who rode that particular bus, and an alert was sent to 80,000 students and staff. Loudoun County Public Schools posted about the incident on Facebook. All right, several people commented on the posting, I'm sure they did, asking why the training exercise used an active school bus instead of one no longer in use. I know, that's my question. Excuse me? And how did they get the active school bus? That makes no sense. They say CIA is part of I'm going to look up the Facebook post. I'm just so afraid that I may accidentally read one of them and it will be a bad word on air. So I can't, I got to be very, very careful with what I read and what I discuss. CIA, they say, is a part of the Northern Virginia community. Many of our officers and their children live in the area. We will do whatever it takes to prevent this from happening again, which is Director of CIA's Office of Public Affairs, Dean Boyd. Last week's training exercise was for CIA K-9 units to practice detecting explosives. During part of the training, material is hidden inside the engine compartment of the school bus. That at some point, a portion of the material from the container appears to have been dislodged from the container and fell into the engine compartment of the bus and was not recovered following the training. You see, in surgery, we have to count all the gauzes, all the instruments, etc. So we make sure that we don't close a person up with things that might have fallen into the body. I suggest the CIA do the same with explosives that they're using on school buses. The CIA said it's taking steps to prevent this from happening again, like strengthening inventory and control procedures in its K-9 program. Don't blame the dogs. The CIA K-9 training program will be independently reviewed. These are the kinds of things that, really make our country look like we don't have our poop together. And I really wish that we, I did a better job. Now, I am a big fan of the K-9s, and we lost a heroic one. I don't know if you guys remember, but, I live in Las Vegas, and we just lost a K-9 officer who was shot and killed yesterday. And this was the same K-9 officer, Nikki, an 8-year-old Belgian Malinois, I can't pronounce dog names very well, who had been machete attacked 3 weeks prior. Do you guys remember there was a dog that was attacked by a machete in the line of duty? Well, he had stitches, and he got better, and he wants to go back to work. Okay, he was not very happy about, being in recovery. And this dog, an 8-year-old, was just, just ready to go out and do its thing. Unfortunately, he died yesterday in the line of duty when his human partner, Sergeant Eric Kearns, was involved in a confrontation with an armed man at about 2 p.m. Thursday, according to Las Vegas Police Captain Sean Anderson. A dead man and woman were later discovered in a nearby home. Police described them as homicide victims. A suspect was shot as well and was being treated at University Medical Center in Southern Nevada. That's where I trained. His condition wasn't disclosed. Now, witnesses told NBC station KSNV that the suspect was randomly shooting at people in the community. Nikki had returned to duty on March 8th after a month recuperating from, yeah, it had been about a month ago. It was longer than 3 weeks. About a month recuperating from several injuries inflicted by a violent suspect wielding a machete. Don't ask how that happened. His recovery was widely covered in Las Vegas area, and he has been a center of a fundraising campaign. And you know, we don't realize how much these doggies mean to us. And our canine officers, I mean, I wonder what the criminal charge would be. I mean, you killed an officer. They're canine officers. So I guess what happened is the dog went running in to bring the suspect down. And unfortunately, the suspect shot him before police could get the suspect. So, you know, prayers with him. He's, I believe, going to be buried in the pet cemetery for canines. And it's devastating. I mean, we are really devastated. We don't realize what these animals do for us to keep us safe. And they're little bitty doggies. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, while the world may be kind of relaxing a little bit with Ebola, hundreds in Guinea are getting the Ebola vaccine to be prepared in case there's a flare-up. In fact, I think we just heard of another Ebola death that occurred. Let me get the country right. So, maybe the epidemic is over. Liberia just suffered a new Ebola death after their outbreak was declared over. The problem is that Ebola is still around. It's not eradicated. So a 30-year-old woman died yesterday after being transferred to a hospital in Monrovia. And they sent a team to the community to begin the investigation, identify the individuals, and see is this a flare-up from the original outbreak, or was this a new Ebola case? Now, in the meantime, hundreds of possible contacts of 8 people infected with Ebola in Guinea have been vaccinated with an experimental Merck vaccine to try and halt a flare-up of an outbreak in Guinea. The United Nations Health Agency office in Guinea said more than 1,000 contacts of the 8 latest Ebola cases have been identified and are under medical observation in a so-called, quote-unquote, ring vaccination approach. The WHO said almost 800 people have been vaccinated over the last week, including 182 who are considered to be high-risk contacts. The reemergence of Ebola in Guinea is the first since a major outbreak in the country was declared over in a flare-up. There have been 8 cases, 7 of them fatal. The WHO, World Health Organization, said 6 of the dead were from 3 generations of the same extended family. So Ebola is not over. We should not let our guard down, but we are looking really, really hopeful at this Merck vaccine. Good for Merck. You know, guys, let me just say, okay, and I know many of you guys do not like prescriptions, and we got some news on prescription drugs. You don't like pharmaceutical companies, many of you. You don't like the cost of things. But who came up, I mean, I'm not talking about the World Health Organization, who, as in the conjunction, who came up with a vaccine that can now be used? Merck. Merck is a pharmaceutical company. All right? We need these pharmaceutical companies to exist. So, you can gripe, you could complain, you could want the whole system socialized, but was it a government agency that came up with the vaccine? No. Merck. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.